Be seated. Open your Bible to Genesis chapter 40. I have a devotion for you. Something that I was thinking about as I was thinking about this service while I was in Texas for the missions conference just a few days ago, and was thinking about this night, and just a thought that came to my meditation, I trust from the Lord. Genesis chapter 40, and I'll begin reading in verse number 20. And again, I appreciate you being here tonight. Hope that you have patience and bear with a little bit of foolishness and fun along the way. It's always good. We didn't do the turkey hunt this year. I figure we've done that enough. But anyway, try to have a little fun on this night every year. Chapter 40, verse 20. Just follow along. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forget him. Everyone, I think, is at least fairly familiar with the story of Joseph at this point in the story here. Joseph is imprisoned because of a false accusation from it was made by a scorned woman, that being Potiphar's wife. He has been serving time in this prison for a while now. We don't know how long exactly. And in spite of the devil's attempts to get Joseph down, he just keeps rising to the top. Because you know the Bible says a couple, three times that the Lord was with him. And the Lord was with him. And brother, if you just remember that, it'll get you through the tough times in life. He kept rising to the top. Meanwhile, in Pharaoh's court, his butler and his baker did something to offend him, and this landed them in prison, and Joseph was in charge of all the prisoners in that section, and he began to inquire as to why they were there in prison. One morning, Joseph found these men very troubled because of dreams that they had had during the night. And Joseph offered to help them because he knew the God who knows all things, and even told them that interpretations belong to God. So they told Joseph of their dreams one at a time. You'll find the butler's dream and the interpretation in verses 9 through 13. I won't take time to read through all of that tonight, other than to say Joseph told him basically, "Butler, Mr. Butler, in 3 days you're going to be restored to your position." Well, the baker was encouraged by that. And so he wanted to know what his dream meant. He told Joseph his dream, but it had a far different interpretation. You know the story. He told the baker, "In 3 days, you are going to be hanged." Can you imagine the differences in emotion in that prison between the butler and the baker? The butler hoping that it would go fast. The baker probably hoping that time would stand still, okay? But anyway, as Joseph had interpreted, 3 days later, they were both called up on Pharaoh's birthday, as we read. The butler was restored, and the baker was hanged. Now, I left out one little thing. After Joseph had interpreted the butler's dream, he made a specific request of the butler. You find it in verse 14. Look at it. "But think on me, when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. Don't forget me." Don't forget me. Think about me, make mention of me. What a simple, simple request, and one that you would think would not be hard for the butler to honor. When it's well with you, when you're back on your feet, when you're doing good, don't forget me. Remember me. But you get down to verse number 23, the last verse we read just a moment ago, and the Bible says, "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forget him." What a sad verse. Is it well with the butler by the time you get to verse number 23? Oh, it's well with the butler. He's been restored to his position. He is doing what he had done before his incarceration. He was forgiven. He was back working right by Pharaoh. The Bible says he was putting the cup into Pharaoh's hand. So he's right there. He's back on his feet doing well, but he did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. And it was 2 full years before the butler would remember. Now, folks, as I was reading through this the other day, there were several things that Joseph did for the butler at a time when the butler needed it. Just quickly, let me mention them. Joseph served him. Look at verse number 4. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, the butler and the baker, and he served them. So in whatever capacity he could, Joseph served these two men while they were in prison. Now, then this, Joseph took interest in him. Look at verse number 6. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them. So he took interest in the butler and the baker. And then this one, Joseph had compassion on the butler. Look at verse number 7. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, "Wherefore look you so sadly today?" By the way, I said he had compassion on him because he did more than just take an interest in him. He did more than just look on him. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan? And the fellow that was beaten by thieves and left on the side of the road, and how the priest and the Levite came, and they took a look at him, but they kept going. But when the Samaritan came, he took a look at him, but he did more than that. The Bible says he had compassion on him. He went a step further. So Joseph took an interest in the butler, but he went a step further. He had compassion on him and asked, "Why, wherefore look you so sadly today?" Next, Joseph spoke about God to him. Verse number 8. And they said, "We dreamed a dream." And look what Joseph said. "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray you." So he spoke about God to the butler. And then think about this. Joseph offered to help in verse number 8. And Joseph said unto them, he said, "Tell me them, I pray you." So he offered to help in this situation with the butler. And then Joseph listened to him. In verse number 9, the butler begins to speak and tell his dream to Joseph. And Joseph listens to him. You know that you help some people sometimes just by being a listening ear. Just by having a listening ear. Then I think about this. Verse number 12, Joseph told him the truth. Look at what it says in verse 12. And Joseph said unto him, "This is the interpretation of it." And he gave him the dream. So Joseph told him the truth. And then verse 13, Joseph gave him direction. He said, "Yet within 3 days, Pharaoh's going to lift up your head. He's going to restore you to your place of butlership." And then Joseph encouraged him in verse number 13, because you're going to get, he said, "After the same manner, after the former manner, when thou wast his butler, you're going to be restored to your old position." So he encouraged him. And then verse 14, Joseph assured him, "But think on me when it shall be well with thee." It's going to be well with you, Mr. Butler. Now, look, folks, I just gave you quickly a total of 10 different things that Joseph did for the butler. 10 things. And maybe more. And Joseph asked the butler for one thing. Don't forget me. Don't forget me. So my question tonight for you and me, who have we forgotten? Who have we forgotten? None of us are self-made people. And I'm speaking spiritually tonight. I'm speaking spiritually speaking. Who taught us? Who prayed for us? Who sang to us? Who read us books? Who taught us the Bible? Who encouraged us? Who told us the truth? Who listened to us? Who gave us direction? Who served us? Who took an interest in us? Who had compassion on us? Who spoke about God to us? Who offered us help? Who listened to us? Who assured us? Who have we forgotten? Tom Thomason had no earthly idea I was going to give this lesson tonight, but on Monday I received this email from him, and it fits so perfectly with what I'm saying tonight. This was already penned and ready to go when Tom sent this email to me. I'm quoting from Tom Thomason. "You won't know the man below." There was a picture there. "You won't know the man below, but his name is Irvin Payne. Brother Payne was the Sunday school teacher when I was saved almost 60 years ago. He was one of several mentors in my life, and he taught a bunch of boys the ways of Christianity every Sunday. somebody posted this photo on Facebook, not knowing that I would see it or what it would mean to me. He died of cancer probably 30 years ago. Shortly before that, I was able to visit him in his living room and shared with him what he had meant to me. We parted ways because of a church split before that, but nothing would ever change what he meant to me as a 9-year-old boy. I went into his Sunday school class one Sunday morning under conviction and walked out that day a saved 9-year-old. I was shocked to see this photo, and it took me a while to make sure what I had seen. There are a small group of people who had an influence in my life, and he is one of them. I just hope there is some small boy that I have had that kind of influence over that will remember me the same way I remember him. End of quote. Everybody likes to be remembered. Everybody likes to be remembered. Who have we forgotten? Who have we forgotten? You know, God prompted my heart some time ago to write Mike, the man who had the boys' home that I went to when I needed help, just out of the blue. God prompted me to write him. And that letter has resulted in God doing an unbelievable work in Mike's heart. And to this day, Mike will tell you that it was, and I'm not bragging on myself right now, I'm just telling you the facts. Mike will tell you that it was that letter that got the ball rolling. There are no self-made people. Somebody along the way took an interest in us and helped us. Who was that person? Somewhere in your distant or not too distant past, there is a person that maybe you've forgotten. For me, it was Mike Hagee, and there's no way I should have forgotten him. And to be truthful, you know, it wasn't that I never thought of him. It was just that I procrastinated taking time to remember him. Does that make sense to you? I would think of him in a fleeting moment, and I wouldn't take the time to sit and reflect and thank the Lord for the things that Mike did when I needed it. So I asked the question tonight, who have you forgotten? Or who should you remember? And I'm not getting on anybody. I'm not chastising you, because we all forget. We get busy. We have responsibilities, and there's things that we need to do in our lives. And it's not that we forget. It's just that we don't take time to remember. So church, tonight, those of you that are here, think over your life and see if you can think of someone maybe you've forgotten. I'm not saying that you necessarily need to contact them. I'm not saying that you should go visit them. I'm just saying maybe you should think of them. Remember them a little bit. Maybe it's that someone who was a little more reserved or in the background or not quite as outgoing, but they made a huge impact on you. Maybe they're already in heaven and you couldn't contact them if you wanted to. But you could take a few minutes over the next couple of days, since it's Thanksgiving season, to sit and reflect a little bit about that one who's in heaven, who made such a difference in your life, you can remember. You know what? It's probably been a few years since you remembered. I know it was for me. Don't let two more slip by. Think about it the next couple of days. I got a text. My phone gave the text alert. And I pushed it, and I was expecting it to be Brother Bragg, because I had texted Brother Bragg a question. I don't want to bother him when he gets to St. Louis and I need to know something. So I texted him, and I thought it was him texting me back. It was Mike Ray. And he said, just taking a little extra time this week and thinking of you. You've been my friend, my brother, now for 4 decades. Have a great Thanksgiving. All that happened after I put this together. Tom's email, that text message. That's maybe what Thanksgiving, along with being thankful for what the Lord has done for us, maybe it's time also for you and me to be able to reflect about what people have done for us. And maybe somebody, you know, your parents you think of often, I suppose. this person and that person, but maybe there's somebody just kind of tucked away in the far recesses of your mind. If you just sit and think for a little bit, I remember. And you know what? You could take a little time over the next couple of days just to be thankful for that person who, when you needed help, you're on your feet now and doing well, but when you needed help, they were there. And they influenced you and helped you, encouraged you, taught you, prayed for you, befriended you, listened to you. Don't let another 2 years, don't let another 2 days go by. Give some thought to it this week. Who have we forgotten? Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll take this simple thought tonight from your word. Think about the butler. Nothing in your word is unimportant. Nothing is there by accident. And I thank you, God, for the privilege to speak for just a few minutes tonight to the church folk here this evening about somebody in my life, in their life, who played an important role to encourage us, to help us, to teach us, to pray for us, to listen to us, to have compassion over us, to instruct us when we needed it the most. Lord, may we not be so caught up in our own life and in ourself that we never take time to remember. Bring that person's face and name to our mental images these next couple days. And Lord, during this special time of Thanksgiving, help us to remember and be thankful for that special person in our past. In Jesus' name, and amen.